From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Liberians went to the polls Tuesday to choose between 20 candidates vying to succeed Africa's first female president. It is an election that is already expected to go to a runoff vote because of the crowded field. When the transfer of power takes place, it will be the first of its kind in the nation in more than 70 years. As Nobel Peace Prize winner Ellen Johnson Sirleaf prepares to step aside, there are fears that if the election results are not accepted, the violence of Liberia's past could rise again. Sirleaf led the country's recovery from a 14-year civil war. Catalonia's president, Charles Puigdemont, arrived at the region's parliament Tuesday.
El govern I jo mateix proposem que el Parlament...
Puigdemont proposed that Parliament suspend the effects of the Declaration of Independence and undertake talks with Madrid. He said Catalonia has earned the right to independence. However, a spokesman for Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy said, quote, the government rejects Catalonia's tacit declaration of independence, end quote. He also added there couldn't be a dialogue when the Catalonian leaders had already decided they want secession. The Pentagon says a diplomatic dispute between Turkey and the United States has not affected military operations or personnel out of Turkey, including efforts to defeat Islamic State militants in Iraq and Syria. Pentagon spokesman Army Colonel Robert Manning said the Turkish Air Force base in Incirlik continues to fulfill an important role in NATO and coalition efforts. The facility is also used to support U.S. forces from both countries. Follow Voice of America on social media networks for stories, pictures, videos, and more. This is VOA News.